it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Let me describe what was described to me by our friends at the Next Round. And Ryan Brown described it as Kalen DeBoer going up to his tee box at a pro-am event in Birmingham. And so many people were around him, as you would expect, that he autographed so many things that Nick Saban was behind him and had to wait. I don't want to make a big deal about Nick Saban waiting, although I'd say he wasn't too happy. The question, though, that was pervasive among our friends at the Next Round was, is Kalen DeBoer just too nice? Caleb, is this something that Kalen DeBoer is doing a lot like Josh Heupel cut media access? Is Kalen DeBoer just being nice right now because it's the right thing to do? Or did Alabama just go 180 in coaches?
I think Kalen DeBoer is a little bit insecure, but not in the way that Butch Jones was insecure. Okay, because that was a level of insecurity that was just pathetic to watch. Kalen DeBoer is insecure of, I'm a little out of place, don't know if I took the right job. I really got to win over these fans. I really got to win over some fans and some people like this. So I got to do a lot of these type of things. And honestly, I think he's getting swept up from the pressure of the political culture with the boosters there. You know this, Dave. A college football coach in the SEC, you're not... The culture of these programs, they're not just looking for a coach a lot of times. They're looking for somebody they can hang out with on the golf course. Is that fair to say?
It's true. Or hang out with their kids, which leads me to something when you're done that I want to share with you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think Kalen DeBoer is getting swept up in that a lot and is kind of falling for the idea that he needs to do this stuff. The problem is he doesn't. Because if Kalen DeBoer wins and just wins and focuses on football, there is not a booster in Alabama that will have the power to do anything to him. And
amen,
you know,
and Nick Saban did something when he kicked Jimmy John, which was a linebacker they had, off the team for selling cocaine in the parking lot, which is frowned upon, and he kicked him off the team, and a lot of people thought that was a stupid move. So we look back at it now, and he got the discipline back pretty fast, like in a year. He had a disappointing first year, and then that team was disciplined, right? So it was well worth it to kick him off the team. I think it's well worth it for Kalen DeBoer to be the nice guy now. Get all those autographs signed, do all that stuff. And maybe he's the guy that pulls back on some access, which would be the opposite in how Josh Heupel has done it. He had very little access in the beginning, and then he's gotten more and more access as he's gone along. As a coach in general, our poll question today is what, Caleb?
Okay, so I made it a little fun. Should college football coaches, do they need to be nice or mean? And I have three answers. Nice. Integrity matters. Mean, it's a cutthroat business. And then it doesn't matter either way.
Okay, so Dylan on the board says, you can be a jerk when you're winning. You can't be a nice guy when you're losing. That is very true. Do you want your head coach to be a jerk? Because let's face it, Tennessee hasn't had a head coach, successful head coach. I don't even count that decade that happened there. But they haven't had a coach that was just an all-out jerk. And I don't think they've had a coach that was just an all-out nice guy, if you want to talk about their big three, so to speak, or big two, I guess, which would be Fulmer and Johnny Majors. There is something cool, though, isn't there, about Nick Saban? Just seems like a real mean dude. He seems like he wants to rip your heart out. He's not coaching anymore, and I think he still wants to rip my heart out. There's something about your coach being a mean dude that's cool. However, I will take the intellectual that is Josh Heupel every single time over just the mean, emotional John Chavis style.
Well, there's two Nick Sabans, okay, guys? And I have to be honest. When Nick Saban took the job at Alabama, it's a totally different Nick Saban from the Nick Saban I knew when he was at LSU. Now, I was in high school when he was at LSU in middle school, but I was a big college football fan. Dave, honestly, go back and watch Nick Saban in press conferences and post-game interviews and things. He was the nicest person in the world during that time.
He was.
And then once he got his credibility and knew he didn't have to do this anymore and knew that he had the power, he became who he became. Now, I will be fair to Nick Saban on this. It's hard to run a program in college football, right? It's hard. When you're the head coach, there's so many things that happen that you can't control. And so Nick Saban had to deal with that all the time. He built such a good program at Alabama, and multiple times it almost always came undone because one idiot agent took advantage of one player behind his back that almost got Alabama in trouble. You remember those things happening, right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And people would go, and then Nick Saban would lash out at the media and everybody over it. But he had the power to do that because he was so respected. I think a lot of times Nick Saban, and you can call me crazy on this, I think he was speaking for what a lot of coaches felt. They just couldn't say it because they had to be, you know, they had to schmooze a lot more than he did. And he was just speaking for a lot of them about some of the ways college football really hamstrings what coaches can do.
Timothy said, F your feelings. You're getting paid now. True. That is the ultimate underlying factor, but the coaches were getting paid beforehand. I guess what I'm asking, would you just, the guy that embodies your program, the guy that is at the forefront, would you rather have the intellectual type like a Josh Heupel? And I think we would agree he's that type. Or would you rather have the fire and brimstone old school type of coach?
Let's not act like Nick Saban's not an intellectual too, though. Nick Saban is intellectual too, but.
Oh yeah. He does not fit either one of the descriptions I just threw out. Themselves, he's a little bit of everything. So no. Let's take him out of the equation. Ed Orgeron is the only coach I can ever think of that was a fire and brimstone coach, emotional coach that won a national championship. Am I missing somebody here? I mean, Mack Brown was thought of as a player's coach. That's going way back.
Mack Brown was very level though. In the olden days,
he wasn't a scary mean guy, but he was a player's coach. When's the last time a scary, mean guy, because I don't consider Nick Saban that. I will say, okay, here's one not too long ago. Kirby Smart. I think he's a mean dude. And I don't mean that this. In a bad way. I think he's just, yeah, I think he's, have you heard some of his pregame speeches by some recorders snuck in there? They're pretty hell on earth. I mean, they're fire and brimstone.
He was great in press conferences, but in terms of his players, wasn't Steve Spurrier a mean guy to his offensive coordinator? He was hard on his quarterbacks, man. He would undress them.
Which the flip is, Nick Saban's loved by his players. He, in some sense, is a player's coach behind the scenes.
Well, I think sometimes, you know, if you get mentally tough players, it works. I'm going to go back and delve just history here because I'm a history guy. Bear Bryant was largely considered the greatest coach of all time before Nick Saban. For the record, he was a fire and brimstone coach. Like, as fire and brimstone as you could get, as brutal on his players as you could get. And we all know the story of the Junction Boys at Texas A&M when he took over in 54 and he felt his team was too soft. So he made them do military-style practices for 16 hours a day with no water in the middle of a Texas drought because he thought they were too soft. He walked in, apparently Texas A&M, this is how incompetently run they are and still and were back then. They're basically the boosters and oil money had a guaranteed, it was guaranteed that their sons would start on the team when Bear Bryant took over if you donate enough money. And Bear Bryant came in, and the first thing he said to the players was, "I don't care who your daddy is." And then he called all the season's ticket holders in, and he said, "I don't care who your son is, and I don't care how much money you give. I'm not going to start them just because you're there."
Okay, and, but let me – what I'm asking, though, are those days over? Is there still room for that guy? Or is there not even room for that guy anymore? Portions of the program brought to you by Ray Barner Ford in Clinton. He brings you Jimmy Himes on a Wednesday. So is there room for that guy anymore, Caleb? I asked.
Bronco, 59,829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Barner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Go to Ray Barner Ford. Tell him Off the Hook Sports sent you. Is there even a place for that guy in college football anymore? That fire and brimstone type of coach.
Yes, but I think they're directing their ire at the place they should now. Which is the fire and brimstone should be directed at people who try to have influence on the program that don't deserve to have influence on the program, you know? And so rather than the players, now I think you coach players like you parent them. You know what I mean? You give them tough love, you support them, you tell them you're here to support them, but you know, you give them tough love. You don't disrespect them. It sounds like from what you're talking about, John Chavis just outright disrespected his players, didn't he?
When he was was very Saban-like. The defensive players loved him. But he yelled at him a lot. And he also didn't call. I told you there's a big difference between calling you stupid and saying you acted stupid. And I believe that you don't call somebody an A, you know, you say you're acting like an A. Go ahead.
Okay.
He never called anybody a name, I don't believe.
Which is different from Butch Jones, who did disrespect players, right? He just straight up disrespected them.
Right. He would say, GD, you're effing idiot. I mean,
yeah,
he said is the worst thing that could come out of your mouth other than your mother's a whatever.
Yes. So here's what I believe. The fire and brimstone, the John Chavis way or the Nick Saban way, perfectly reasonable on the football field. You want to toughen your guys up. But the undressing of people, I think there's room for that. But you have to do it towards the people who try to have their hands on the program and you have to undress them. And Nick Saban was undressing a lot of people involved with Alabama that shouldn't have been involved, wasn't he? He was willing to humiliate them. And that's what I think there needs to be more of. There needs to be more coaches who come out and they have to have the credibility to do this, but who will publicly undress and humiliate every sleazeball agent, booster, whatever, NIL predator, because there are predators in the NIL game, guys, that tries to have their hand on the program and tries to have their influence. That's who you undress, and you should humiliate them. And I would go further than Nick Saban. You should make them famous and make the college football world know their names.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.